Morning, everybody.
We know this is completely different than what we're used to doing. Bear with us, okay? Bear with us. My name is Mike Reed. I am one of the people helping to put this together today, and we are super excited what is being passed out right now. Right now, you are receiving a booklet that we call the Journey Guide. This Journey Guide, we've been working hard to deliver to you today. So take a second and thumb through it, but trust me, you'll be doing more than that, we hope. Our hope is that you'll be using this every day, from private devotions you'll find to conversations within your family, bringing it to the weekend services, and conversations within gospel communities. This guide is something that we've been putting together just for you. It was done with you in mind, and so that we can walk on a spiritual journey together. It is something that that we hope Jesus will guide us and challenge us to see what he would have us do. It will to provide financially the resources to bring together our new permanent home. So what do we mean by journey? It means God has put some God-sized goals in front of us to teach us that we cannot do this on our own. We need everybody to join in with us to seek him and what he would have us do and what he is calling us as a church body and individually to do. Planting roots is an intensive spiritual journey that we're hoping to raise at least, are you ready? $1.5 million over the next 3 years. And that is above and beyond our current giving. And that will go towards paying off the land that we've already purchased and start to build the new building, which will be our permanent home. And so from 2 months from now in October, we'll be asking for a commitment. And this commitment will be in faith, meaning it will be what we think God is calling us to. And it will happen over the following 3 years. Now, first impression is that this is a lot, and we know that. So today, take a deep breath, okay? We know. It's okay. We're all going to be traveling this journey together. The goal this week is to simply look through this guide, thumb through it. There's a lot of information in there. Check out the frequently asked questions. Admire the cool building. There will be several activities coming up. Lots of time for you to digest the information, pray, seek out the information and questions you have, answers to questions you have, and even set up financial stability if you need to. All that is to come. Today, simply, we are asking you to join us in the journey. Even if you think you have nothing to offer, that does not mean you cannot be involved in this. We need the whole church to be on this journey, seeking his will to respond in a united way. And it's our hope that this journey will guide and accomplish just that. And now I'd like to, if you would turn to page 9 in those booklets, I'm going to introduce Pete Newman, who has been instrumental in helping us get to this point with the building, and he's going to walk through how we got here.
All right. I'm not good at talking in front of people, I don't think, and I'm real bad about keeping the mic close. But real quick, you know, I'm going to introduce Christy because I'm supposed to do that when I'm done talking and I'll probably forget. So she's after me. And, you know, I'm sitting between two people here who I think they paid attention to the lesson that we learned today. And their hearts are open. So if you watch what they do and what they accomplish, which if you don't know, it's crazy how much they get done. And they only get it done because the Holy Spirit works within them. And there's no way they could do it on their own. Mikey lives with me now, and it's just impossible. And I'm a guy that I'll tackle a lot of things, and I can get a lot of stuff done, and I always rely on myself. But if I look back in life and see the successes that I've had, God was there. So it's only when I let him in. And you know, I had a little thing prepared that I was going to kind of go through, but and I'm probably getting off task here, and I'm going to be told I went over my 3 minutes. But I think the journey that we're starting, we all have to do that. Our hearts have to be open. We have to breathe in God's grace. We have to let the Holy Spirit be part of the journey. And then our goal, God's goal, won't be that big. So anyway, on to the plan. And the plan, it's pretty exciting. We have a pretty exciting architect. He's not here. We probably couldn't afford him to be here. But just picture this, and I love it when he explains it, because he's real. When he talks, he's real visual. I'm not. I move my hand, but I don't think I'm visual. But if you just picture Mercury Drive, that's that street over there, and just picture driving in the parking lot and parking, and then maybe it's you're coming to the 9:30 service, so you got here at 9:35, because you're like most people and you're late. Which drives me crazy. But and then you walk into the plaza. Okay, and because you see some cool stuff going on, and then you realize that, gosh, I don't have time to be hanging out here. I need to get over into the building and go find myself a seat, because I'm probably missing what's already started. And maybe we could put the floor plan up there. It's on page 9 in your books, too. Okay, so you walked in the door, you see lobby. So either side of the lobby you walked in. If you got little kids, you wandered over there to where it says nursery, and there's a little check-in counter, and you checked your kids in, and they, you know, go do their thing, and then you walk back over, and you get into the worship center. You look around. It seats about 400 people, and it's kind of crowded, and you're uncomfortable sitting next to people, so you wander up one of the stairs, and there's a balcony up top. We don't have to go to that yet, and maybe you sit up there. When you're in there, unlike this room, which doesn't hold that many people, but unlike a lot of churches, there's windows on both sides of the platform up front, big windows, and we're not talking stained glass, we're talking just windows, and the light comes in, and on the other side of the windows is Life, which is Santa Maria, okay, and they all get to see this home that we have, just like we'll see this home. And so you're in there, and we worship, and we get to hear Aaron's jokes and the good music. And when it's all over, maybe we wander out and we go over there where you see it says lounge. And you could hang out there in the lounge. Maybe you've had a tough day. And there's some stairs over by the lounge. And if you went up those stairs, there's actually like a skywalk up above that gets to the back side of the balcony. But beyond that, too, you go a little bit higher, and there's a prayer loft up there. So you could go up there and maybe just be alone with God and pray with God. Maybe hide from your kids. I don't know, but it's pretty exciting, really. Maybe after church, you know, you're down there and you're hanging out. You might walk back out to the plaza. You could go back to that. And you see that square with the cross in it. That's where. There's a little fireplace right there that you could see from the outside. Maybe you're going to sit there and have a cup of coffee there and talk with your friends there. On the outside of the building, on the right over here, there's a little amphitheater over there. And hopefully your kids are over there not bugging you. And they're watching a play or something going on. It could be a movie at night. Then they have a little play area over on the side. So I'm pretty excited about it, and it's not that far away. You know, it has to be. We don't have that much time left in this building, so I guess that's about it. Christy,
you remembered to introduce me. That's so wonderful. Good morning. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name's Christy Morangi, and I run the children's programs here. This is a really, really exciting day, I think, for everyone up here. But, I mean, you guys don't know it yet, but it's very exciting for you guys as well. But over the last several months, the staff and the elders have been just really working really hard and praying over all the plans that are starting to hit the ground rolling today. So I'm super excited to be up here and talk about it, and hoping that you guys will catch that excitement as well, because this is a really, really cool time for us as a church. When I came on staff here about, I think, 5 years ago, my first Sunday here, we had about 10 to 15 kids. We could fit our entire elementary in like one half of the preschool room. And it was different for me because I had come from a little bit of a bigger church, but I'm looking around, so I kind of had to rethink everything. Well, over the years that I've been here, we've had numerous wall removals, classroom swaps, office moves to fit all of the kids and the families and all that that God has brought here to Element. And God has just been doing such amazing things here, and it's really exciting to be a part of that. And with each wall removal, classroom move, it's just been a physical reminder of how many more families that we can reach for Christ, how many more parents that we can walk beside to support them as they lead their own children to Christ. And so it's been a very, very exciting time. And so with this new building, we're just going to be able to minister to more families, to come beside more parents as they lead their kids to Christ. And for that, I'm really excited to be part of that. Children's in particular, because we're always moving things around, it's going to be really nice to have a really set place and to fill that up, and then to have the same problems we have here. So that will be exciting. In your journey guides, the staff has worked together really hard to put together some devotions that you guys can go through individually and also as a family with your kids and your teens. They were designed specifically so that you guys would go through and take this journey together. We don't want it to be an individual thing. We don't want parents to do one thing and then send your kids to church and then they learn about it. Here we want you to talk about it all together. So while you're growing through your own personal devotions, you're going to find that it's really easy to move that to your kids. And in fact, and I didn't look at the page first, but at the beginning of the devotions, there is a section that will kind of go through that with you about our family devotions and how to use those to talk to your kids and your teens. Because our hope and the thing that we've been talking about as a staff is that you guys will learn through going through these devotions, going through all this stuff that we're talking about today, that you guys will learn to be able to listen to what Jesus has for you and how you are to respond to that, whether that's through drawing your family closer together, whether it's through prayer, whether, you know, any way that Jesus is asking you to respond. But as you're going through these things, we just want you to just open up your heart and your mind to what Jesus has for you, because we just want to be able to learn as a church to respond to what Jesus is asking us to do. So that's my spiel. This is Michelle.
Hello again. You guys didn't know, my husband John and I lead a gospel community, and it's something we're really passionate about. So I wanted to talk about a few things you'll find in the journey guide. So first off, we believe this journey is both an individual and a communal one. So for one thing, you'll find daily devotions available in your journey guide. This is very much a spiritual process and a spiritual act. And so we want to encourage you to spend time with God daily, pressing into him, asking him to show you what it is that he wants you to do. And so you'll find resources in the journey guide to help you do that. And in addition, first off, gospel community leaders, you'll find basically leader discussion guides that are aimed to help you facilitate discussion within your gospel community, help you anticipate maybe questions that those in your GC will have. But as you'll notice, they're in there for everyone to see. They're not exclusive to leaders. So if you're in a GC, feel free to review them before your notes night so that you know what to expect going into your discussion. And for those of you who aren't in a GC yet, first off, you should be in one because they're amazing. But maybe you can review this section and see what they're about. And now really is a great time to join one as we go through this journey together. And families, you can also feel free to use that as a resource for discussing, you know, what we experience together with your family. So I'm going to hand the mic down to Aaron.
I'm on the kiddie stool. It's fine. couple things. Like when Christy said, she has used to like 15 kids. Now she has over 100 every Sunday morning. Okay, so I mean, just the difference of the growth in that. You forgot to say that, but I know you did. I know. If you look at the building that we're doing, it isn't the Taj Mahal. We're not building the Crystal Cathedral. We're not. It's the outside we're trying to make nice, but we're talking to the architect. How can we make this as cheap as possible so it doesn't look cheap, you know? And so we're coming with all these ideas to be frugal and save money. So we're trying to do the best that we can. And we've never had a permanent home. This whole thing has been sold, and so it's something that we have to do. I mean, we have looked at other places in town. I mean, half the time I was praying God close Honda because I like that dealership. Let us move to that one. That'd be cool. And he didn't. So there's all these things that go along with this. And this is a vision that God has given us, and we as leadership are sharing it with you. And we want you all to simply be a part of it. And you may think you don't have a lot to share and things like that. Just commit to the journey and go through the journey with us and see where we are on the other side. I mean, you don't have to be Bill Gates. You know, you can, I mean, my wife and I have spent months now talking about what this looks like for us and what we're going to commit to. And we've had that long. You know, we're going to hopefully give you these 7 weeks to kind of work through that. And the devotions and stuff, you're going to start those the week of September 7th. So it's not like I got to go start doing these devotionals this week. But once you finish 5 weeks of those, that will actually start to ingrain a habit into you. And maybe you'll start to have daily devotions with Jesus if you don't right now. Every day, because it started to already be ingrained in you. And we would love to see this move all of us to a place where we're walking together, growing closer to Jesus together, discipling one another, because we believe that's what Jesus has for us. So Mike's going to pray, and we'll get you guys out of here.
So I drew the short straw. Not that I don't mind praying.
Oh, horrible.
But I've been watching people come. They're ready to come in, and so we're on the end of our time limit. So that's what I meant. So, yes. So let's pray. Wow. Father, we can't even begin to come to you without just a welling up of gratitude in our hearts. There's nothing in us, nothing about us that we don't turn and look to you and say thank you. Because who we are, everything about us is a gift from you. And Lord, as we begin to consider, as we begin this process of the journey, Lord, we realize the great risk of asking, Lord, what would you have me to do? And Lord, there's always a part of us that would say, I don't want to ask because I don't want to know. And Lord, that's because we don't trust you. We don't truly believe that you're good. And Lord, forgive us for that. Lord, encourage and give us courage to engage with you in a way that we would trust you more deeply and more fully understand your goodness. God, that we might revel with joy and thanksgiving in what you might speak to us, because we know that's you that's brought us here, and that's you that will carry us through. Lord, I am so thankful that when I first darkened the door at church, there was a place to sit down. And that when Deb and I came here, there was a place to be welcomed and sit down. And Lord, that's all we're asking, is that you would increase and open our doors, that we can continue to welcome people to come and sit down and to be drawn to you and be rescued by you. And for that, Lord, we give you our thanks and our praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day. Enjoy your afternoon.